with me, Bill.
I am. Don't you worry.
We are going to talk about Chicago Detours. Amanda Scotese. What is it?
Scottese.
I think you're saying it wrong, Amanda.
Yeah,
I'm
you know
pretty
what?
Sure you're saying
you're
it wrong.
You're getting closer to the Italian pronunciation.
That's how
rather
I went.
Than the Americanized. No, you did well.
All right, so how do you say it in an American?
Scottese.
Scottese.
Right.
Executive Director of Chicago Detours. And these are private little tours, and you're having a five-year anniversary?
Yeah, so it's been 5 years that we've been doing guided tours of architecture, history, culture. We do public tours and private tours. And what we're doing for our five-year anniversary is we're launching a new tour that we're going to be doing for private groups of historic bars and food in Bridgeport.
Oh, I'm all over this.
Yeah.
We've got to get our company to sponsor this.
How did this come about? What made you decide this was a viable option?
Well, I mean, Bridgeport is Chicago's oldest neighborhood, and it's so intriguing. And there's just so much history there. So I've always wanted to do something down there. And, you know, the industrial history is a big part of it. And then when you get the industrial history, you get a big tavern history.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that our historic bar tours are big crowd pleasers.
Sure.
People like learning about history, but they do so often enjoy it more with a beer.
Yep. Figure,
you know, we've learned this. We do a historic bar walking tour actually right here that starts in the Tribune building. And we've had so many, you know, local corporate groups and everything that have come on that, and they've said, we want more. We want more options. So we've created this new bar tour. It's by bus. So it kind of gets out of downtown and gets you into the neighborhood and gets you really digging into the real, you know, I mean, it's Bridgeport. The five mayors have been from there, and you've got such an interesting mix of groups, Lithuanian, Polish, mm-hmm. Irish, German, now Chinese and Mexican. So it's really diverse, and there's just such a wide variety of food, whether it's super old school, like the hot dog joints, and then you've got, you know, the more new school happening, like with Maria's and Pleasant House, and so it's just such an interesting area.
So give us some of the history besides the mayors and stuff. That's not where the stockyards were, was it?
The stockyards are just south.
Okay.
So there's an industrial district that was planned in the early 1900s that's right there at Bridgeport. And then just south is going to be the stockyards. So people in Bridgeport were working either in the industrial area called the Central Manufacturing District or mm-hmm. in the stockyards. So it's really tied to that history for sure.
And that's why the bars were so important, because after work you'd go get a shot and a beer.
Sure.
Even before work.
Really?
Sometimes before, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A breakfast beer.
Oh, yeah.
Put a rye in it.
You know, there's all kinds of nutrients in that
they
beer.
They didn't have Egg McMuffins way back then, so you had to have something to sustain, yeah.
All right, so it's called the Big Shoulders Bar and Food Bus Tour.
You got it.
Now, this is not just for anyone. It's a corporation has to sponsor this. How do listeners find out about it?
So it's a private group tour. So that means, you know, if you've got a group together for a family reunion or a birthday party or a corporate group, then you can book the tour. Yeah, it's not one that we're going to be doing regularly for the public, but for a big bulk of what we do are with private groups, especially local groups that want to do something unique and interesting in the city.
What's the criteria, Amanda, when you're deciding what is and isn't making for a good tour? What's your criteria for making those decisions?
Like as far as when I'm designing the tour? You know, it's interesting. All the tours are designed around a certain concept or theme.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of documentary, I kind of do a ton of research and then see how I can pull it all together into an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about building a story.
What was your very first Chicago Detour tour that you did?
The first one that I did was actually the one that starts here in the Tribune. And we called it the Good Times, what was it? Good Times Along Michigan Avenue. And we started, it was a daytime tour though, but we were talking about entertainment history, because I found that this area of town, that's really the history that's here, is this has been an area, you know, we're close to downtown, but we're across the river from it. And this has always kind of been more the place for shopping, going out, fun time. So we walked actually all the way from here to the Viagra Triangle was where it ended. So that's State and Rush Street, right? It was a pretty long walk. And then, you know, over and over, people said, you know, this would be great if we actually had a drink on it. So that's when I kind of redesigned it like a year later to have it be an evening bar tour, a lot of the same kind of concept of it. But then there's drinks and food involved on
and
that.
Business
that's
picked the, up
that,
a little, didn't
and
it?
And that one, yeah, right?
I imagine.
That one we do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we do it all year round because it's great. We're popping into a lot of different buildings here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was the movie that Mothers was featured in? Well, many of
about
them.
About Last Night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that the upside down shot there in Mothers? Was it about Last Night?
I don't know much about that.
Not sure.
No.
No, I think it was.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not positive.
Isn't it funny how, as you mentioned, the Viagra Triangle or the Rush Street area is internationally known? I've come across people from other countries who, when they hear about Chicago, they go, Rush Street, and then they just wave
oh,
their
right.
head like, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of the best people watching you can
yeah.
find.
Yeah.
But is it still hot? Because I know that was the place to be when we just turned 21, and boy, you had to go down to Rush Street. That's where it was. Yeah. It's not still hopping
Does
like that,
does it have that mystique
it?
Still?
No.
No?
No.
That's the name Viagra Triangle.
It's
yes,
been
exactly.
Has it been replaced by Italy?
Right.
It has. Sure it has.
So you have the little Chicago tour that starts here at the Tribune Tower. You have this new one for the five-year anniversary, Big Shoulders Bar and Food Bus Tour. Do you have other ones as well?
Oh, yeah. We've got our Loop Interior Architecture Tour, which weaves through the insides of buildings, goes into the Pedway. We do that year-round, too. Then we also have our new walking tour, which is called the Best Architecture Walking Tour Since Sliced Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually starts right across the river in the Fannie Mae. And that one is a timeline of Chicago history. We start from the earliest days of Chicago all the way up to contemporary because we end at Maggie Daly Park. And we talk about Chicago history through its architectural styles, and we learn about architectural styles by comparing them to contemporaneous works in art, design, and pop culture. So it's a very unique approach to learning about architecture from a very art historical perspective and gets people really actively looking at the architecture. That one's just our experiment with a summertime tour, so it's more outdoors than some of our other tours are. And that one we're doing, Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays at noon.
How do we manage? We've had this discussion with Blair Kamen, who writes about architecture for the Tribune. Somehow this city, more than almost any other city in the United States, seems to be able to blend its old architecture and its new. What's the key to that? When you look at our skyline, things stand out, but it's not like sore thumb standing out. It all does kind of blend somehow.
I think part of it is simply that it's become such a key character of the city.
Yeah.
People often mention that when we go on the Loop tour, we look at such an interesting variety of architecture. We're only walking half a mile on the tour, but there's such a great variety. And people will always, we always like to reflect at the end of the tours and talk about something that really struck us. And people that are visiting Chicago will often say, wow, the contrast of old and new, there's so much mixed. And I think what ends up happening is that it creates a harmony because there's so much of it versus if you just had, you know, an entire block of old and then you put one new building in it, it's jarring.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've just got such a great mix of different eras and different styles that it's sort of, you know, becomes a signature of Chicago in a way.
What is the update, does anyone know, on the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art? And if and when that does come to Chicago, will that become part of your architecture tour? And will you have to wear, like, Slave Leia costumes or C-3PO or Stormtroopers when you're on the tour?
Well, you know, one of the great things about our tours is that costumes are not required. No problem there. Maybe if it's Halloween, you're most welcome to.
That's fair.
No crazy hats, no gangster outfits, not required at all. No.
Now, do you want to comment on the design that the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art was going to look like? I find this shocking. I was lucky enough to go to Skywalker Ranch with my husband, who is a Star Wars aficionado and hosts a podcast, Rebel Force Radio. He's going there at the end of the week. And George Lucas, it's kind of Victorian and beautiful. And then to see what the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art is going to look like, it looks very space age and like a spaceship is going to land. Although it will look nice next to the giant
Soldier Field?
Yeah, which looks like a bedpan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bedpan. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now architecture has so become about expressing, like, a brand to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Burberry store just up the block where the actual pattern is in the architecture. There's actual the texture to it. That's like a big trend in architecture, is expressing, you know, a real character from it. And that's where architecture, I think, is becoming more sculptural and everything. And so, yeah, the Lucas Museum, it just only makes sense that it would have that outer space kind of.
You know what's become one of my favorites is the Aon Center, which I think sometimes gets overlooked, but on a summer day when you walk down into that plaza area and you've got all the fountains going, it's so tranquil and beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it's a little secret spot.
It is.
Have you ever been, actually, if you go on either side, not down in the plaza, but on either side of the Aon, there's this cool sound installation, right? And it actually, that actually sounds sort of outer spacey. It's like these rods and then the wind blows and there's like a little fountain there. And
yeah,
there's all these cool little. We actually go by that little. We go by the Aeon on our Best Architecture Walking Tour and talk about postmodern architecture and kind of this little surprise of the sound installation that you have right there.
It's perfect.
All these secret little corners of the city. Yeah.
That and the French Market are two places that even people in the city always go, you've been there, right? And they go, no, well, I didn't even know that existed. And then when they go, they love it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been anywhere.
Oh,
I'm a 708.
You got to get out.
I do have to get out. Amanda, say your last name in the American version.
Scottis.
Amanda Scottis. I did say it.
But if we're in Italy, how will we say it? That's how you say it in Italy. All right.
Amanda Scottis, she's the executive director of Chicago Detours. And if people are listening right now and they want to celebrate the five-year anniversary of Chicago Detours and participate in the Big Shoulders Bar and Food Bus Tour or many of your other tours, how do they reach you? What's your website?
You can get to chicagodetours.com easily to register for tours. For August 8th, the Big Bash. We only have 12 spots left. So, yeah, we're doing two buses for that. It's going to be a pretty grand thing. And we're at a mansion in Bronzeville and have a little reception there with some delicious cake. And it's going to be really fun.
This
you guys are
so
invited.
Fun.
If there's delicious cake, you don't even have to. We'll be there. That's all we need.
Well, and beer, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You can have the cake. I'll take the beer.
All right.
All right. It's chicagodetours.com.
You got it.
Amanda Scottis. Thank you so much.
Getting better.
I know.
By this time tomorrow, Wendy will have your name down in mind.
All right.
We'll see. Thanks for being here.
Thank
Appreciate
you for
it.
Having me.
More after this. It's us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.